Okay, let's move down to the financial report. Shauna Cox, Barbara Button. Operating account and budget.
I just have the bank balances at this as of today. And our current balance in our capital improvements account is $9,725.16. And our balance in our checking is $63,835.09.
Has the money come out of the capital fund for the solar system yet? No? Okay. Because I thought that it would have gone down had it. Any questions on the profit and loss budget versus actual?
I'd just like to ask one thing way in our favor. It looks like buildings, facilities, rental income. We've so far this year had $8,500 come in, and it only planned in when we made our budget about for $1,500.
That's been members. Almost all of it except for the BYU group. That budget,
yeah.
Almost all of it's been members that have come up and rented cabins either for nine, you know, on that rate, or for the higher dollar figure because they wanted more than two cabins.
Well, I think it's
we've had several family reunions, weddings.
Yeah. Great. And I also see the one right above that, assessments paid January 1st through August 6th, $112,000. And what we are budgeted was...
bring that list too, but it's basically everything.
Beautiful. And we only assumed that we'd be taking in $110,000, so we're really close at that point.
Not humming anymore like it used to.
Everybody's safe.
Yes.
You guys got business to do.
And down here with the tractor grader repairs, we're going to get that bill from Scott Machinery coming up.
It'll be a huge I bet it'll be $2,000.
Really?
They were here 5 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, longer than that.
On the second time they were here.
6-7 hours.
Budget is here to date?
No, that's what we budgeted. This is
here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is here.
Right.
But that's on maintenance, right?
Maintenance is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all we're talking about.
What might be helpful for the calculation is as we look down here, we see sometimes where we collect a lot more money than we budgeted and some less.
And that's that way every single year.
Yeah. I just wonder if to get a feel for the bottom line, what is, oh, maybe I didn't look far enough.
Last
page.
That's how much, well, Shauna quoted quite a bit more in our checking account, but there's some several bills that were paid that haven't cleared, you know, plus I think that deposit.
Was that change made last time? Remember there was a duplication for fish?
That's exactly how much we paid him. I recall what the deal was now. The price of the fish went way up. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that we couldn't buy enough for the $1,000, and you guys, and I went back through and we approved $2,000. It wasn't an Airedale, it was actually exactly what it was.
So the bottom line is on expenses, so far we've spent $84,000 or plus some?
No.
No? January through August.
That's not spent.
Total expense?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right there,
yeah.
Bill.
Uh-huh. So we have spent $84,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the year, we budgeted $126,000. So roughly $18,000. Let's see. I might, no.
Well,
no.
Basically, we're in pretty. Just to sum it up, we're in pretty good shape. barring any major calamities, I mean, although we're going to have some pretty big expenses come out here with the repair of the grader, and if we get the grader operator going, then we got to start grading our roads, and, you know, there's going to be a chunk when we start hauling the road, you know, doing the graveling and that, there's going to be another chunk. But we're not hurting desperately bad. I mean...
So we have projected for expenses another $38,000, but we have actually $60,000 in our account. That's what I'm trying to get a feel for.
Well, she's got us down from 55. Yeah, but she's probably taking some out that I have that's not out to the bank yet.
Several big checks
for them.
So
we're still our ahead.
Basically, the big expenditures are going to be your taxes and. We're going to need another load of propane real soon.
Hay.
I don't know how. Tell me when you need it. You know,
load of hay.
And load of hay. And, you know, then we're going to have the contract labor going out to Alan to do the haul of gravel and whoever's going to haul the gravel and the grader work, you know, who's going to run the grader. And those are the big ones. We'll have another load probably of gasoline we'll need and another load of diesel fuel, which, of course, is going to cost us a chunk, you know.
With the fishing supplies, you've already it's 2,600 now. So that means you have taken out the.
Well, I wrote the check. It's sitting right here because he's going to come today, and I wanted to be able to give it to him. But
in actuality, $100 of that was donated by Phil.
Yeah, donation.
Rather than a check of 600 more, it should have been 500, wasn't it?
Well, fish cash income is $100.
Okay. Where is he now? Another page.
Yeah, on the first on donation.
Okay. Alrighty.
Money's not put in, so it's got to come back out.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess what I was trying to say is with our projected budget, which encompasses things you just mentioned, and where we're at, it does seem like we are okay, not ultra rich, but we're not negative.
Yeah, barring any major things.
Have a little bit of a cushion there.
Should make it, maybe.
$5,000 or $10,000 cushion is how I feel.
It won't be at the end.
Yeah, it won't be at the end. Never is at the end.
No.
Well, we don't have the expenses of the grader coming out and interest payments on that, so
I know.
There is a savings in that end too, though.
Except that that's all been taken out. I mean, we've got to $27,000 we didn't plan on, but so far it's not hurting us too bad.
Well, I'm not rushing out to spend that money. I just want to
Yeah. Okay. Other question was, at the last meeting we discussed the letter to be sent to the Theobalds.
Oh, I didn't need to. I got home and he called me and he came over with a check and paid me.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yay.
Thank you, Barbara. All right.
Hey. Thanks, Val. I had a meeting with Larry.
I figured Larry, you must have done that. Like, oh, I didn't do nothing.
Well, thank you, Val.
Good deal.
No,
thanks.
Val.